Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Love Girls, the podcast. My name is Michaela Hughshaw, and I'm the vice president of Love Girls Magazine.
And my name is Jasmine Babers, and I am the founder of Love Girls Magazine. And today, Michaela, we are at a very special event.
We are.
We are at Girls on Fire, and I have about 160 guests with me. Can you guys say hi to our listeners?
Hi!
We're really, really excited. The podcast is created in partnership with WBIK. We have Jared here in the front row here to help us out. And we're excited because today we're going to do something a little bit different. So instead of just having one guest with us, we're going to have 160 guests with us today. So it's going to be very fun.
Yeah, it's going to be such a good time. And also, we're doing something new too because Jasmine and I are going to be interviewing each other. We really want you all to get to know us a little bit better. I'm sure that you have seen us floating around all day. We are really thankful that you're here. We really are. But we want to let you know about our journeys, kind of how we got to where we are. I think it's really important that we share that with you. So let's get this started.
Let's get started. Yes. But first, I think our listeners would love to know who's in the room. So let's see. We have 160 girls here, but how many of them are 12 years old? Can you guys make some noise if you're 12? There's about 5 hands up and they're kind of shy. 13. Make some noise. Woo! 14. Woo! 15. Woo! Okay, 16. Woo! 17. Woo! We have 18. Woo! Are we seniors?
Yeah! Yes.
Seniors, where are we at?
You
up to at 15?
Whew. Looking like that. This is a wonderful photo of Jasmine and I from when I was 15 and she was 16. That's what I was up to. I was looking like that. I'm just kidding. The glow up has been real though. But I was really involved with different things in junior high. I loved being involved in almost all of the clubs in school, and I loved running track too. That was my jam. I used to be fast and like
back in the olden days.
Had
good knees.
When we had good knees, exactly. But when I was 15, that was also the very first time that I ever attended a Love Girls magazine event. It was a fashion show. There was no Love Awards. There was no Girls on Fire. It was, oh, that had to have been about 2010, 2011.
It was a long time ago.
It was, and I was really inspired by the message, and I said, I need to get involved with that. And I'm here today, 22, old, and happy. So.
You said old, I'm over you.
So, what were you up to when you were 15?
So when I was 15, I was also running track. I was a cheerleader. And I was 15 when I thought about the magazine for the first time. And so, I had a little journal and I wrote down the acronym LEAD, Overcome, Value, and Empower. And I wrote down all these cool things that I said that we were gonna do. I wrote down the Love Awards. That's the age where I really kind of created the magazine in my head. And then about a year later, that's when it kind of like came to fruition. So that was awesome. Let's see. Do you wanna talk to our audience for a little bit?
Yeah.
See what they're up to? So what are you guys up to right now, into right now? Tell us a little bit about yourselves. Who do we have here? Will you say your name?
My name is Mallory Day.
Hi, Mallory.
Hey, girl. I'm a sophomore at Rock Island High School. I am taking all honors classes as a sophomore. I do ASA travel softball. I'm a cheerleader, and I got nothing else to say. I'm living my best life.
Okay, period. Who else is in the room?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Nicole, and I'm a cheerleader and I roller skate.
And what school do you go to, Nicole?
Riverdale.
Hey, represent for Riverdale.
Hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm an eighth grader at John Deere Middle School, and I really love to sing, and I'm also an actress, and I'm a cheerleader at school, and I also tumble, so those are the things I like to do.
Hi, I'm Alana. I go to John Deere Middle School. I'm an eighth grader. I recently just started AAU basketball. I'm trying to get through life, you know, school's hard, but it's okay. And, you know, I'm just like, finna be kicking it in Colorado next week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hi, I'm Mariah. I'm a freshman at Rock Island High School, and I am currently part of the Rock Island High School Orchestra, and I am also part of their theater department.
Let's do about one more. There you go.
Hello, my name is Ashley Morgan, and I'm an eighth grader at Riverdale Middle School. I'm in track and also choir.
I guess I was also in orchestra when I was 15.
Forgot to mention that.
I love playing the violin. I still play the violin too this day. She said same. We're on the same wavelengths. This is good. So I want to move into kind of what we're up to now. Not when we were 15, but what are we up to right now? Jasmine, you just recently graduated from college. How is adulting?
Rough. Adulting is rough. I graduated last December from the University of Illinois in Chicago. I majored in gender and women's studies and political science. And for me, honestly, the transition from college to what they might call real life was rough. It kind of reminds me of the transition from high school into college, which I know a lot of you guys are gonna be experiencing soon. But currently, I have my first big girl job, which is exciting. An amazing nonprofit organization. It's called Peace First, and I do storytelling. I'm the lead storyteller and Youth Investment Fund Fellow in Residence. So that's just a fancy way of saying that I ask people for money. Genuinely love my job. Peace First, we work with young people 13 to 25 who want to start their own social innovation projects, social entrepreneurship, who are interested in those sorts of things. So it's actually amazing. We work with young people all across the world. I'm still doing the magazine, helping out here at Girls on Fire, excited for the Love Awards coming up in April. And honestly, that's what I'm up to. Also living my best life, so.
Period.
Michaela is actually on her way to graduate in the spring. Michaela, I know that these past 4 years have really been a journey for you. These past 4 to 5 years have really been a journey for you. And I'm really interested, and I think everybody else is interested in what you're up to now, and also where you see yourself going.
Oh, those are good questions. So currently, I feel like my biggest identity is being a college student, and I really love being a college student. I'm gonna try to hold on to that for as long as I can, because then I don't have to do the whole adulting thing. But it's coming. And it's actually been 5 years, it feels like, that I've been in school, because I took off a year of school this past year when I won the title of Miss Iowa 2018, and so that took up my whole life. But it was the best year of my life so far, and it taught me so much about myself, and I had amazing experiences that I would not have been able to have in the classroom. But now I'm back in the classroom, and I need to get a job after, so there's that. Yeah, you can
That was accurate. I just hope that wherever I do end up, I hope that I'm happy. I really love anything that has to do with communications and journalism and broadcast. And say a prayer for me. Say a prayer. I really appreciate that.
That's so funny because there's girls in the audience like putting their hands together like they're praying.
Yeah,
so
funny. I feel it.
Not everybody's doing it.
But Jasmine, how did you get to where you are?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that it was a lot of prayer, and it was also just a really amazing support system. Shout out to everybody who supports the magazine and who supports me, all of my mentors. It's been a long road, but we're gonna continue to move forward. I think that it's time for some hot topics. What do you guys think?
I got juicy.
So, I'm gonna ask Ashley, our mic runner, to come back because we wanna hear from you guys. Who is one of your celebrity role models right now and why? I know that today we were listening to music. You guys requested Lizzo over and over again in the past few days. I know we love Beyonce. Who else? Who else are we into right now? And tell me why they're empowering.
Billie Eilish, anybody? Yeah. No. Oh, I saw some names. I love that girl.
Hi. So, my name is Kira, and my idol is G-Dragon. He's a Korean pop artist.
Yeah.
He recently just came back from the military, actually. So, for me, he is really empowering because he doesn't listen to what anyone says and just does what he wants. So there was one time when he was told to lip sync, and he didn't do it on purpose because that's not true to who he is. And I really believe that that's, you know, what something I should look up to, and that's what I do look up to. So.
I look up to is Ariana Grande because recently she's been through a lot, but yet she's still putting out amazing music, which I still. Okay. I don't even know what she means. Let's go. Okay. So, yes, she's been through a lot over the past year or so, and she's still doing great currently. I think she's on tour, and a lot she's been doing is amazing for people, and it's great.
My name is Raja, and one of the people that I look up to right now is Melanie Martinez. She's very inspiring. Like, she took the time to write all her own music, and then she took all of that and she put it into a movie, and she like helped cast people, and she helped choreograph, and she did all the costume designing for it. And so I think that's really inspiring to like create your own movie and all the music for it.
Okay, we got two more.
My idol is Cardi B because she taught me how to be independent and don't let like nobody control you. Be yourself, and like even when you go through a darkest time, like experience, like go through it, but then the next day come back as a, you know, a bad. Bad and bougie.
Look, I'm here for it. She said bad and bougie. I'm here for it.
One of the idols that inspires me is Carrie Underwood, because around the time Michael Jackson died, I was sad because like I didn't really have anyone else to listen to, And one day on the radio, I heard Carrie Underwood, and I asked my mom, "Who is this, Carrie Underwood?" And I've seen a couple of her performances on TV, and I just love how she's confident in in all of her performances.
Thank you again, Ashley. Give it up for Ashley one more time.
So, Michaela, I'm interested in knowing what celebrities you're into right now and why. Who's speaking to you?
Do you guys know who Adrienne Bailon is?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch The Real on YouTube or on TV?
Yeah.
It's The Real.
I love that show. That's who I'm into right now. I think she just empowers young women to do what it is that they want to do, and she's so outspoken and honest, and I'm a big fan.
And she also, y'all have seen the Cheetah Girls, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where. So she was Adrienne in the Cheetah Girls,
right?
Oh. Wasn't she? No, she wasn't. That wasn't her name.
Oh, was it not?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it like Bubbles or something?
Choo-chi. Thank you.
This is why we need a studio audience.
This is why we need an audience to help us out. Who is someone that you're always into Beyonce.
Always.
Always.
And if you're going to ask me what I think you're going to ask me, my answer is still Beyonce. Just because I think that not only is she a phenomenal performer, I think that she practices what she preaches. She is really in touch with who she is. She always knows how to speak her mind. She knows exactly what she wants, and she always goes for it. And that's exactly the type of woman I aspire to be. So
you have your reasons.
I have my reasons. I know we have some Beyonce fans in here. Make some noise. If you guys have been interested in what's been happening in terms of our political climate, and we're not going to really get into it, but a couple of weeks ago, President Obama had made some comments. He had his annual conference in Chicago. Shout out to Chicago. And he was talking about our generation. So he was talking about young people under the age of about 27, and he said that we have developed something called woke culture and something called cancel culture. And so I want to hear from you guys what you guys think about cancel culture. If you guys have seen it, can you explain to our listeners what cancel culture is and what woke culture is from your point of view?
Hi, I'm Lyric. So what I think about woke culture, I think it's kind of idiotic, because what's the concept of woke culture? What's the concept of being woke about a subject that unless you actually been through how you woke about it, which I personally don't understand. And also about cancel culture, I think that's pretty dumb too, because why is someone being canceled over one single subject? I could walk outside and say a dark joke or something, and someone would be like, "Oh, you're canceled. I don't want to be with you." And I just find that dumb. So I don't believe in either one of those things.
I have to disagree. My name is Armani Parks, and I think woke culture is basically things that are brought to the light by us young people. There's a lot of stuff that is going on that we don't know about, the wildfires, and no one's talking about the sex trafficking. So woke culture is basically putting it out there, us putting it out there. Hey, you need to be aware that these things are going on. Whereas cancel culture, I feel like we are shedding light on things that we don't need to be paying attention to. We don't need to see the negative comments about people's body types, whether they're skinny, big, their race, their skin tone, that's cancel culture. Let's cancel the negativity out. That's what I think cancel and woke culture is.
Yeah, I thank you ladies for sharing those point of views. Those are really, really important. When it comes to
When it comes to woke culture, I also think it's so important for us to be aware of different social issues that are going on. I definitely think we are a more progressive society than we were even just 10 years ago, but there is a difference between being woke and then also just coming after someone if they do make a very honest mistake. And I think that that's where cancel culture can kind of get toxic sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I have to agree. I love what Amani was saying, though, about woke culture. And I think that our generation, we are in a really unique position with technology and with the amazing networks that we build online to really inform each other about what's happening in our world. I think that our generation, we take information into our own hands. We want to know what's happening around the world. For example, climate strike, that was started by young people under the age of 27. That was us. We're worried about our Earth, we're worried about our planet, and we decided to connect with each other online all across the world and make a change. And so in that regards, I think that President Obama just doesn't see it in that point of view, but I think that we are one of the most caring, compassionate generations that has ever been on this planet, and I think that we're really, really concerned about what's happening right now, and we are woke because we have to be, because we're going to be living on this planet for years and years and years, and so it's important to us. So, now we're moving on to you guys can ask us anything. We want to know what you guys want to talk about. We want to know hot topics that you guys might have. We want to know questions that you might have for Michaela and I. So we're really opening up the floor and we're opening up our stories and who we are as people for you guys to really ask us anything.
So just about anything.
Just about anything.
Answer all.
We have a hand in the back.
Have you all had a good time today?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alricia. I'm dedicating this question to Jasmine. How did you feel when you were creating the magazine? Were there any doubts and whatnot?
That's a really, really good question. It actually, it's funny that you asked if I had doubts, because when I was 15, honestly, no. But I didn't think that the magazine was gonna become what it became. So really, it started at Rock Island High School, and I had this idea of starting this organization, small, maybe just in our community, maybe just in Rock Island, of young women who came together and told other people's stories and told their stories and worked on writing and photography. And about, after the first issue, about 3 days later, me and my family and my team kind of realized, like, oh, this might be a little bit bigger than what we thought. And then as I got older and a little bit more experienced and also a little bit more self-conscious, that's when doubt started creeping in, when more opportunities came and I didn't feel ready for them. I felt like maybe I was too young, too black, too inexperienced. I was like, maybe this is not for me. And that's when doubt started creeping in. But actually, in the beginning, it was just like me being like, yeah, let's go, let's do it. So I really appreciate that question, though. That's it's important to talk about.
Thank you.
Where did the question go?
Right there.
Oh, hi, how's it going?
So what are like one of your hobbies besides like inspiring other people like outside of like
Binge watching YouTube videos, if that counts as a hobby. I love to play the violin. I just recently kind of got into jogging, so we're gonna see how that goes. But I'm really into a lot of mindless activities that help you reset yourself, because
When you get super involved in a ton of things, it's so important to take care of yourself, and so making sure that you even take 5 minutes out of your day to get lost in a couple of YouTube videos. That's what I do.
Where's the mic now? Yes.
I had a question. What would you say to someone who was interested in like starting like something, like a magazine or like a podcast or whatever for people?
I would say absolutely 100% do it. If I had to give you one piece of advice, if I had to give young women one piece of advice specifically, it's that oftentimes a lot of us feel like things have to be perfect before we're able to put something out in the world. And I know some of you guys can really relate because you're kind of like, if this is not 100%, then I don't think I want to put it out in the world. And my advice for you is just go for it. Just do it, just try. Because once you take that first step, once you show people your work, what you're trying to do, you have the opportunity to grow and get better. If I showed you the first magazine, we've come a long way. And my advice to you is just take that first step, take that leap. And there are a ton of resources available to young people, your age, my age. And when I say resources, I mean mentorship, I mean dollars. So look for those things and take the leap.
So today we've talked about a lot of what struggles we're going through about in our life right now, and I wanted to know what were the biggest struggles that you guys went through and how you overcame them.
Well, a really big part of my story that I shared when I was Miss Iowa, and that I just continue to share in my life because it's important. When I was 17, I was depressed. My dad was in prison, and I wanted to end my life. And it takes a lot to say that, but I know just how important it is to say that, because you never know who else is in the room with you. You never know if someone else can relate to that. If anybody has been through any of those things, it's just good to know that you're not alone. And I was able to overcome that by reaching out for help and by being really honest with myself. And knowing that I was so much more than my struggles, I was so much more than my situation. I'll be the first of my family to graduate from college, and there's a lot of pressure. There can be a lot of pressure in that, but I know that my success can come through my education, and so that's why I push myself so hard, because I know, like I said, I'm so much more than my struggles, I'm so much more than what I may look like on paper, and that's really important.
I was born addicted to drugs, and so from the time I was born until I was 5 years old, I was in the foster care system, and I was fortunate enough to be adopted by my amazing parents. My mom's over there right now. Shout out to Teresa. I would say that even though I was young, the foster care system and the trauma that happens from being in the foster care system kind of catches up with you at every stage of life, and it's just something that I talk about all the time. I advocate for the child welfare system and making it better. I recently did a fellowship about the foster care system. I call it America's Best Kept Secret. I'm assuming that somebody in this room right now has been in the foster care system because it's that common. I was in foster care, advocate for foster care now. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges that I've ever had.
What inspired you to start the magazine?
That's a great question. And I know we only have 5 minutes, but It actually was, I'll tell my own story. I was talking to my mom the other day, and it's actually something that I had never talked about until last week, but I went to Rocky, and there was a girl who was a year under me, and she had written something really, really mean in the stalls about me. And everybody knew. I didn't see it because actually I had some amazing, amazing friends who went into every single stall in every single bathroom and erased every single thing that they saw, scribbled it out so that I would never see it. And if I didn't have that support system, if I didn't have those friends, you know, going to school the next day would have been really, really hard for me. My best friend was also bullied. Like I said, it was the height of the cyberbullying epidemic that was happening all across the country, all across the world, when young people were getting on the internet and saying whatever it is that they wanted to say because, you know, it felt like there was some sort of protection. And it was really hard for her. She didn't want to go to school, and she didn't want to be around anymore. And I just felt like it was time for us to take back our voices, for us to have some place that we can actually go and talk about things openly without judgment. And I just wanted to create some sort of space where that could happen. So that's really how the magazine was born. Thank you for that question. Fun, you guys. We are so happy that you guys sat and listened to us and participated. And so,
like we said at the beginning, be on the lookout for season 2. That'll be coming out on December 20th on wherever you listen to podcasts. But also, we are so happy that we can share this time with you today. Continue being brave and knowing the value of your voice. Know that your stories matter, and thank you so, so much for being here with us.
You guys, say goodbye.